In our laboratory at the School of Biological Sciences of the Pontifical Catholic University of Ecuador in Quito, Ecuador, we study the developmental strategies of tropical frogs in comparison with the frog Xenopus levis to gain insights into the mechanisms of early development. In what follows, I will introduce the article entitled Comparison of LIP1 Expression in Embryos of Frogs with Different Modes of Reproduction, published in International Journal of Developmental Biology in 2009. The dorsal blastopore lip of amphibian embryos, which is the Spemann-Mangold organizer, expresses specific genes and initiates the development of dorsal axial structures. One of the organizer genes is XLIM1, also known as Xenopus LHX1, a highly conserved gene among vertebrates. Its ectopic expression in the ventral blastopore lip of the Xenopus levis gastrula produces duplication of the dorsal axis. To analyze the expression of LIM1 in different frogs, we produce a polyclonal antibody against the protein LIM1. The antibody was raised against the conserved C-terminal region of Xenopus levis LIM1 protein. This antibody was developed by our co-authors Drs. Masanori Taira and Norihiro Sudo at the University of Tokyo, Japan, cross-reacted with the embryos of the species tested and gave a specific nuclear signal which was expected as the protein LIM1 is a transcription factor. Embryos of four different frogs were analyzed besides Xenopus levis. We studied embryos of the foam nesting frog, the poison iron frog, and of the marsupial frog. These frogs belong into four separate families and have differences in their modes of reproduction and developmental rates. The expression of LIM1 in embryos of these frogs was comparable with the Xenopus levis expression pattern. We observe, however, time differences in the expression pattern. In the mid-gastrula of rapidly developing embryos of Xenopus levis and foam nesting frog, the protein LIM1 was simultaneously detected in the precordal plate, which is the head organizer and notochord that corresponds to the trunk organizer. In contrast, only the precordal plate was LIM1 positive during gastrulation in the slow developing embryos of the poison iron frog. In embryos of this frog, the notochord elongated and became LIM1 positive after closure of the blastopore. Our study reveals that the head and trunk organizers are basically separable and become dissociated in embryos of the slow developing poison iron frog. The comparison indicates differences in the time of gene expression at the dorsal blastopore lip in frog embryos that develop slowly in comparison with Xenopus levis. We invite you to read this article. Thank you very much.